I know there's people out there that won't believe this, but the truth is that for the last 30 years, every day, at least once a day, I've encountered a UFO. No, I don't mean that. I mean unidentified food object, whether it be that mystery can in the cupboard or unidentifiable ready meal in the fridge. Finding ways to identify things is important. Of course, we got the old classic ways of feel it, shake it, smell it, and even lick it. Perhaps that's just me. But wouldn't it be great if you could just pull a pair of working eyes out of your pocket to take a look for you? Well, now you can. Let's take a look at Be My Eyes, an app for iOS and Android.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Oh, those weepers,
how they hypnotize.
Yeah,
where'd you get those eyes?
Be My Eyes is a free app which allows you, by simply tapping on a button, to connect to a sighted volunteer. And by using the phone's camera, it allows the volunteer to see exactly what you're pointing the phone at. You can then ask them to describe it or any other question you have. It works really well, really easy. Let's jump right in and try it out. Okay, I've downloaded the app from the Apple App Store. I'm using an iPhone 6S, but as I said earlier, it is available for Android as well. When you first start the app, it will ask you to agree to the terms of service, the usual stuff. Once you've tapped on I agree, you'll be given two more choices. I am blind or visually impaired, or I am a sighted volunteer. Obviously, in my case, I know which one I'm tapping on.
I am blind or visually impaired button.
On the next screen, another two choices. I am new or sign in. If this is your first time using the app, double tap.
I am new button.
The registration is really easy. All you need is your first name, last name, email, and a password. In fact, you can even use your Facebook account to sign up, if you want. Once you've entered all your details, double tap on the sign up button, and that's it. You will receive a confirmation email. So open up that email, double tap on the confirmation link, and the final step is just to select the preferred language. Obviously, in my case, English. But there's volunteers from all over the world, so whatever language you need should be covered. And with that, you're done. Okay, we're all signed up. Let's try it out.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help!
I've been into my cupboard and my fridge and pulled out two mystery items. So let's open Be My Eyes. Now it's a really simple app to navigate. There's only really two buttons you need to know about.
Call first available volunteer button.
Which I don't think needs explaining. And secondly,
specialized help button.
Specialized help allows you to talk directly to the Be My Eyes technical support team if you're having any problems. And also, currently, Microsoft. So if you're having any computer problems, you can use this app to talk directly to Microsoft technical support, and they will be able to see your computer screen to see if there's any error messages or anything like that. It's a great idea, and hopefully more companies will sign up for this service. Anyway, to start the call, let's double tap on connect to first available volunteer.
Call first available using rear camera. Please wait, finding the first available volunteer. We are still trying to find the first available volunteer. Connected.
Hello.
Hello, my name's Sean. Do you mind if I ask your name?
It's Kim.
Hiya, Kim. Now, I'm recording a demo of the Be My Eyes app for RNIB Connect Radio. So your voice could end up on the radio or in a podcast. Are you happy to continue with that?
Absolutely.
Ah, you're a star. Thank you so much. So I'm trying to find out what these two mystery items are. So just for the sake of everyone listening, I'm going to hold each item behind the phone because Be My Eyes uses the rear camera. And the live video of that is displayed on the iPhone screen in front of me. And can you see that, Kim?
Stop. So it is a steak pie.
Of course it is. Okay, and I don't suppose you can see a use-by date on there, can you?
Move it ever so slightly to your left.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, the other way. Bring it slightly to a 25th of July.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, second item. Can you see this one?
Okay, that's a jar of Dolmio pasta sauce.
Ah, right, okay. And let's push it a little bit. I don't suppose you can see any serving or cooking instructions on it, can you?
Oh, my goodness. Keep turning it, keep turning it, keep turning it. Stop. Yeah. Okay, so it says simply cook your choice of pasta, pour over this Dolmio sauce, stir through and sprinkle with cheese. Bake at 200 degrees centigrade, gas mark 5 for 20 minutes. We recommend 100 grams of dry pasta per person.
Amazing. Kim, thank you so much. That's my dinner sorted.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. And a swipe to the right, you'll find an end call button. Double tap and you're done. Now, come on, that is so cool. It's a free app. Kim was amazing, and all the volunteers I've spoken to so far have been just as helpful. Currently, there's 1.5 million volunteers to 88,000 blind and visually impaired users on the app, so the chances are you're going to get connected to a volunteer pretty quick. And of course, it doesn't just have to be about food. You can ask anything. It goes without saying you do need to be careful with what information you share with strangers, reading letters, personal information, bank details, things like that. Just be sensible. But this app is amazing. It's a great service. Well done, Be My Eyes. This needs to be on everyone's device.
Where did you get the love?